نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. وقال سبحانه وتعالى انثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. وفي حديث سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله؟ قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم. قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال بكل شعرة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم وبلغ بالكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اور پریجوت اللہ جل جلالہ عما نوالہ اوکریت او سستین has bestowed so many bounties and ni'mat upon us, we cannot even count them. Salat and salam in abundance among the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ummati ajma'in. Most kind, most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always gives us opportunity to become a loyal and true servant of His. So, for our own benefit, we gain maximum rahmat of Allah, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings blessed days and nights. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us blessed nights and the days. Today we are already in the second of it, that is the second of Dhul Hijjah. Islamic calendar begins from Muharram al-Haram, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, continue. The last one is, this is 12th month, this is Dhul Hijjah, and today is the second of Dhul Hijjah. From the month of Ramadan, even before that, from the month of Rajab, 2 months before Ramadan, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always reminds the reap the benefit, maximum benefit from Allah's rahmat. Rajab came, month of, again, good month, Sha'ban also. Although every month, every day in Islam is a good for everybody. In Islam, there is no such thing as a bad luck. If anyone speaks of any bad luck of any day or any month or any night for any good deeds, it has not come from Islam, it's coming from out of Islam. In Islam, there is no such thing as a bad luck. لا عدوى ولا طيرة في الإسلام. Every day, every night is a good. Sometimes some people say, no, certain day you can't get married, certain day you can't do this. I say, if that's the day you believe that that day is a bad luck day, what if that's the day Allah bless you with the child in your house? That's the day Allah Ta'ala bless you with a grandchild in the house. So he said, no, bad luck, throw it away. Won't do that. So you have to, everything comes from wherever. Think, measure is a deen. Teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it fits, alhamdulillah, doesn't fit out. That is Islam. 10 nights, from the first of Dhul Hijjah, right till the Eid night. Allah Ta'ala wants us to realize the importance and the value of it. Allah Ta'ala Himself takes the qasam, takes the oath of walayad in ashr, in the last sipara. The first surah of the third quarter of the last sipara, Suratul Fajr. Allah Ta'ala takes the oath of the few things. One is this 10 nights. So make us realize the importance and the value of these 10 nights. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that Allah Ta'ala loves ibadats in the whole year. If Allah loves ibadat the most in any days, in the nights, if these are the 10 days and 10 nights, Allah loves ibadat the most. And not any specific ibadat, any ibadat. Can be salah, can be zakah, can be charity, any ibadat, zikr of Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, whatever form of ibadat, some extra ibadat, realizing the value of these nights and the day we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. Each day of these 10 days are such that if the person makes ibadat at night, in these nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the person as if he made ibadat in the night of power, month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan came, alhamdulillah, we tried our best, but we not sure whether we got big night or not. But there is no regret, no remorse. As a Muslim, remorse should be there, but there is no losing hope. Allah said, no man, I'm giving you, if you lost 100, at least 50 you get. There is something to collect it back. Get it back, what you lost. This night, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And also another ibadat of these days, first nine is a keeping fast, that is a nafal, optional fast. Those who missed Ramadan, obviously first is a qaza of that fast, otherwise option. Those who can make it, 9, alhamdulillah. 10th is a Eid day, fasting not allowed. Eid al-Fitr, whole month person fast, but when it comes to Eid, now says, Allah wanted you to fast every day, so much hadiths, so much teaching, encouragement, fast, 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 whole Ramadan, fast, fast, fast. Person said, no man, I like fast. So Eid day also, I want to fast, I don't want to eat. Says, no, now you are breaking Allah's command. Because Islam is not what I want and what I like. It should be like this, should be like that. That is not Islam. Islam is submission to the will of Allah. Whatever my Allah says, and that's it. Whether I understand, don't understand, it makes sense to me, doesn't make sense to me, everything. A great pious person was asked, "Aapki kya chahat hai? What you wish in life? What you want in life? Aapki chahat kya hai? What your wish?" So he said, Allah se dua karo, meri chahat ye ho ke meri koi chahat hi na rahe. What I wish, that I must reach to that level of iman, that I don't have any wish except wish of Allah. Whatever Allah wish for me, that become my wish. It's something for us, we can't understand. It will take very long to comprehend what they mean by it. But just keep it somewhere. One day we'll understand, inshallah, what they mean by it. It's very high level. That what your wish, it must not be no wish of yours. You wish only what Allah wish. So Allah's wish become your wish. There is no such thing, your own wish. He said, make dua, I want that. Allah Ta'ala must bless us also with that. Nothing wrong asking Allah. Ask for the best, whatever we get, make shukr. If Allah's pious people can get that, so Allah is too great, Allah won't deprive. If you ask, Allah will give us also. That we also reach to that level where we desire and we wish and we ask and we log for things what Allah wants. Nothing above and beyond and below. 9 days of fast. Alhamdulillah, many people, different part of the world, they keep 9. Say, each day of these 9 days, if the person fasts for each day, Allah will reward as the person fasted throughout the year. Imagine 360. How, what a good return. What a good return. No policies, no banks will give this. So much. Double and how many? Triple. So much. If the people can't fast ninth, at least try for one that is a ninth. A ninth for this year's calendar will be next Jummah. Today is Jummah, next Jummah. Today Friday, next Friday, that is a ninth. Those who are fasting now, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala accept. Many, many people are fasting. Many children are also fasting. But those who cannot make it, at least try for one. But the person fast, that is an end. Nowadays is so easy. Days are so short. Weather is so good, alhamdulillah. Weather always good, no good. It's good. As far as Allah concerned, always good. Whether is minus 5 it goes, or 50, 55 it goes, is always good. But we are weak, sometimes we feel it different. But as far as we feel also, this is very good weather. And what a short, 5:15, you make your sehri, and not even 12 hours, 5:05, 5:10, iftar, short. So make intention, try, then inshallah, next Jummah, we will keep fast. Day of Arafah, resemblance. Arafah is actual Arafah for the people who's gone for Hajj. But they are getting close to Allah. They're crying. They're showing Allah, oh Allah for you. Something. That fast is becomes part of it. For that specific fast, beside that one whole year, Allah rewards past year's sin and next future year's sins, Allah Ta'ala forgive. The person says, but I was not used to fast and never wake up for sehri. Never mind. Still, inshallah, you'll make it. Before the people used to eat 3 meals, 2 meals a day. Now so many meals, you can't even count how many times a day we're eating. So even if we miss the sehri, never mind, inshallah, we won't starve. We will still survive. Make intention that wake up for sehri, put the alarm, wake up for sehri, eat fajr, and then carry on with your daily whatever work. This is the one ibadat of this Mubarak and the blessed days. Also, those people who go to fulfill this ibadat of this month is a Hajj. Alhamdulillah, those who go and accept. Allah bless all of us also. But some way, resemble like a day fasting, some way close to the Hajj. Also, those people who made intention of making qurbani. Whether making qurbani yourself, slaughtering yourself, or not slaughtering yourself, as long as your qurbani is going to be done, whether local, overseas, wherever, it's preferable not to clip our names from the first day of Dhul-Hijjah. Like yesterday was the first day, right till the Eid now, unwanted haze will not be removed right till the qurbani is done. But those who cannot make it to follow this, no sin, but it's better we follow this instruction also. They again, the resemblance who's gone for Hajj, they put their haram on. Few days when they are in ihram, they are not allowed to cut their nails, remove the hay. So say Allah says, you people throughout the world, you also ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you never made it for Hajj. So you don't despair of rahmat of Allah, resemblance to them, imitate them, they not cutting the hay, so you also don't cut. So some way, some share of the reward what they getting, you will also get. A great command of Allah Ta'ala for us in these days coming, we have to start preparing ourselves from now. Alhamdulillah, many people started preparing, that is the qurbani, sacrificing animal for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This ibadat is to be done specific days. 3 days of qurbani throughout the year, if somebody wants to make qurbani, no. Normal charity, nafal, sadaqah, no problem, carry on throughout the year. But when it comes to the qurbani itself, because the rewards are different. Rewards are very great. Specific days, Allah Ta'ala want us namaz every day to be read. Zakat any time of the year. Zikr of Allah any time. But this ibadat only to be done in these days, days of qurbani. Before Eid Salah, on the Eid day person want to make? No. From that day, day, night, person can, because 3 days, that is specifically, that any ibadat, if the person has the ability to make qurban, he leaves that and make any other ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not love that. That the person never do much of other ibadats, but he did this qurban. This is not, by the way, for those who do. No. It's a command. As a command of Allah for us in the salah, we're performing salah. Command of Allah for us to keep fast, we keep fast. Same way, command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who can afford to make qurbani, they have to make qurbani, slaughter animal for Allah. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbim salafu ya rab, and make qurbani. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every year in Medina Munawwara, 10 years, every year he make his own qurbani. He slaughter his own animal. Here for us to learn a lesson, that like a namaz every day. Every year we have enough wealth, every year you have to give zakat. He says, no, last year I gave zakat, so this year I will take a break. No. Last year Allah gave wealth, zakat was for us, you had to do it. You did it, alhamdulillah, Allah accept. This year again we have the enough wealth. Again we have to make qurbani. Last year we did, alhamdulillah. Last year we did for us, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for parents, grandparents, for sahaba, alhamdulillah. There are people who do for lots of sahabas, for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all our mothers in Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala accept from them. But those who can, whatever little we can do, one extra, two extra, three extra, whatever. But it must not happen that person says, no, last year I did mine, so this year I do for my father. The next year I will do for my grandfather. The next year I will do for my wife. No. Wife got enough wealth, enough money of her own, she has to do on her own. Lots of them misunderstand because we don't teach them deen. Everything of dunya we give. Then not they given the best. But when it comes to the deen, no, they're in the kitchen. They must carry on in the kitchen. Then when they come to show you a point of upbringing children, then you realize that why I never give deen. When they begin talking kufra and shirk, then we realize that nobody to blame but we, because we gave them everything, but never give them deen. Never tell them what is a ta'lim, what is namaz, what is deen, what you're supposed to be doing. But sometimes people say, no, but we can't say anything we say, immediately we got a problem. So only deen talking don't have a problem. Anything else of dunya we say, still we have a problem. So let's take one more problem, deen also, let be a problem also. But the dunya we tolerate it. But when it comes to deen, no. Can't tell her for namaz, can't tell her about ta'lim, can't tell her anything, because then is everything turns sour in the house. But in dunya everything turns sour, but we still carry on. So let's add this one more, because responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people will find, no, always say, bye. Give people of the house deen. Let them learn deen. Let them learn. No. They are belongs to kitchen this. When a son passed away. When the people went to lift the, fetch the body to give ghusl. A mother insists, you cannot take the body. Ma'azallah, astaghfirullah. Allah only found my son. He couldn't find anybody else's son to take away. Now if you analyze this, is not a kufra and shirk, is not directly opposing Allah's decision, where is the deen now? What is the level of iman of the person who says, and who to be blamed for that? We to be blamed, because we give everything, not deen. So sometimes they sitting with the lots of money, lots of jewelry, but still they believe, no, husband doing it, son doing it, is okay. Me, I'm okay with my, that jewelry, that set mustn't break. That will remain with me forever. It will go kabar, it will go with me in the kabar. That love is so much. That's why our pious, they give you training, upbringing of children. One of the teaching, upbringing of children, our elders give, that when the girl Until the age of 15, 16, don't make them wear jewelry. One earring enough. Say, ye ladki hai. Ye ladka nahi hai, ye koi aur nahi hai. Before you used to say, ladka nahi hai. Now you say, koi aur nahi hai. Allah maaf kare hum. Is nobody else. Is a boy. Is a girl. So just one earring. Don't make them used to the bangles and all other jewelries, because they're growing up with the love of it. Once the love of this gold and silver set in the heart, now when the time of marriage comes, what they want? They don't want deen. They want the somebody who will give them more gold, gold coins, more of wealth, more silver, more jewelries. That's, they will see the wealth, who's more rich. They won't see. That's why the boys also, when they know that not coming right anyway, right away, so then they use this trick. They will get a big, big chain, fake also. And they'll hire the cars, new also hired, borrowed. Now they'll start swinging. They know where the girls are, because that's what they want, they fall for it. And once they caught it, finished. Now they see the true color after that. Allah Ta'ala save us. We know this is a daily natural thing. We see it, not hidden from us. So, but now they're not parting with them. The greatest, the more bigger problem. Every year time come to zakat, they're not prepared to give zakat. They say husband must give. From where you bring every husband, every year you give your zakat or give their zakat. They're not prepared to sell, they're not prepared. Now, because of that jewelry sitting in the house, all other halal wealth is also question mark. Now the rogue going to come for that. And not only for that, even your one may be at risk to go. So where it starts and where it ends. So if Allah give them wealth, it becomes compulsory for them. Sometimes it happens. Husband is not wealthy enough. Qurban is not faraz for him. But the wife, qurbani faraz, because she got enough wealth. So we have to teach them these masalas, that if Allah gave you enough wealth, you also have to make your own qurbani. If Allah Ta'ala gave the husband, alhamdulillah, husband make qurban. Sahaba kiram asked, oh Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is this qurbani all about? Sunnat of Prophet Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. What is the reward for it? Famadana fi ya Rasulullah. For every hair on the animal, Allah Ta'ala will reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Aisha radiyallahu anha, oh Aisha, your qurbani is being done. See? For every hay, not only one reward, 70 times multiplied. Bone, blood, everything of it, it will be going in a scale of Allah Ta'ala, weighing, it will be getting weight. There it is shown. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the end, that do it happily. Fatibu biha nafs. One is you have to do, like person performing salah. Sometimes we feel hard, but it's still, no, I have to do, whether I like it or not, I have to. Same way, qurbani, sometimes we feel, shaitan make us feel, but so much money, you're going to lose so much. So much will go. Where is, how is going to come again? No. Promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never deprive us. The more we give to Allah, the more Allah Ta'ala will give. Do it happily. Very less other commands of Allah where it says that do it happily. It means your heart must be happy. It means no complaint. You know, every year, you know, people take advantage of us because they know we have to make qurbani, so they put the price up. But what thing is going cheap? We ask ourselves, what is getting cheaper? Everything is going. But what we want the qurbani to be done. Sometimes I ask, no, I send overseas. 200 rand, 300 rand. We ask ourselves a question. 200 rand, you buy 1 kilo meat here. So 1 kilo meat, you compare, you buy the whole carcass, whole, where are you going to get it? Wherever, anywhere in the world, 200 rand, 300 rand is question mark. Because which part of the world the qurban is being done, if you see the prices in that country is more expensive than our country. And if you put the whole cow, the buffalo together, and you ask them what's the price. Yes, they will do. But that animal, even your 2-year-old child will hit one hand, will drop it. That kind animal. So don't look for the cheapest. Yes, look for the best. But our nature, penny wise, pound foolish. 20 places we will go. Spend 2,000 rand petrol to save 100 rand. Or we'll phone 20 places. You spend 100 rand on the phone bill to save 20 rand. We got the animal. Now when the Qurbani day comes, people say, no, 10 rand, these people helping us every day, give 10 rand. Now that becomes a fight, becomes a problem. No, that is not what Allah wants. Allah says, do it for me. Do it for sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the person don't have enough means, look how everything else, person do want to buy the car. But car is so much. But I don't have, no mind, I'll borrow. I'll pay it slowly. Because you know it's important. Like there are lots of things. If few hundred rand short, borrow it then with the intention of paying, and then it mustn't be such that you say I want to pay and they don't pay. Unfortunately, every year we get people, agents who take people for Hajj and Umrah, people who sell the Qurban, and they say every year we have to write few off. Because they say, no, we'll pay. It's not the poor people who says that we'll pay. Poor person, somehow he makes it few months he was collecting. So my Qurban, my Allah, I want to give this to Allah. So he will give. And he give before even he touch the animal. No, my money first. But then the person says, then the person who Allah Ta'ala gave enough, not everybody, not the same, not generalizing, but these cases you are getting every year more and more. And those who are selling Qurbani animals, you ask them. They will tell you every year more and more people have to write it off. Bad debt. It will never to come again. They ask, first day they will never, you can't even ask because they are too big to be asked. So a person feels shy, no, a person feels shame. Hey, how can I ask this man? 1 week gone, 2 weeks gone. Now, slowly, he's frightened now. Because the fool, sorry, says, you think, what you think? We won't pay you. I can pay you for 100 animal. Achha, so sorry. 2 months, 3 months, suladiya fir usko, soja, forever sleep. Allah Ta'ala save us. This is not, we can play tricks with the insan, can't be playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make intention, making qurbani. First one, ibadat of this night, some extra ibadat, these are the mubarak and the blessed night. Make intention for qurbani, and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Today is the 2nd of Dhul-Hijjah, Eid. Sometimes people don't know, we have to announce now. This Eid is 10th of the month. So Saturday will be the Eid, inshallah. Not tomorrow, next Saturday, inshallah.